It is the evening of Wednesday, March 6th. As I enter in prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me. Recalling the day I've lived, treasuring its blessing as I look into God's face and laying its burdens at His feet.
It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
Abba Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that You'd not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite with the aid of Your Spirit gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for Your presence, my eyes to see Your coming, my ears to hear Your whisper, and my lips to savor Your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
I am His. I am a lamb in His pasture. But, like a sheep, I often lose track of the shepherd's voice, lured away by other competing or deceptive voices, getting lost or stuck in the long journey of an ordinary day. But, even through my less than glorious moments, I am His, a part of His people and a part of His flock. Lord, I admit that I am like a sheep, lost, stuck, and nearsighted. I pause to reflect on a moment today when I followed after another voice. I offer it to You in confession, assured that You are the good shepherd who comes to find me every time I wander. Jesus, Your word promises that everything I submit to You, even my missteps and wandering, can be repurposed for my good, and they can be a part of my redemption. As I submit the imperfections of this day, would your power be made perfect in my weakness? I keep that moment at the forefront of my mind and ask, Lord, that you would help that vision, wisdom, or dream become a part of me. Use it to form me. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight, Lord.
It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
I am no potter, but have read a complicated piece may take weeks or longer of hands-on work and firing time. And all of that assumes that everything goes according to schedule and that there are no accidents. The Lord has crafted and knitted each of us with intention and without accident. An artist can spot their piece within dozens of others because of the intention. A parent can pick out the sound of their child's cry at the park because of intention. The Lord hears me, sees me, and knows me because of his intention when he made me. Creator God, I rest not in my ability to submit to your formation, but in your careful, attentive, and committed craftsmanship to form me into a masterpiece of your creation. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Every cell of my body, every quirk in my personality, and every bit of my true self has been carefully shaped by your skillful hand. Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter into the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I've become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.